Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. officials say that four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran. They fell short of their targets in Syria. There is no information on damage. The Russian Defense Ministry denies that any missiles went awry and that all fired from ships found their targets. On Wednesday, Russia ramped up its air campaign in Syria for the first time, launching cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called Russian military actions troubling.
We will assess the latest developments and the implications for the security of the alliance.
Mr. Stoltenberg said the alliance will double the size of its rapid response force to 40,000 troops. The leading contender to become Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of the month. McCarthy's path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. John Boehner announced his resignation last month after a 25-year career in the House, the last 5 years as Speaker. His authority was constantly challenged by hardline conservatives. Rwanda's Supreme Court cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third 7-year term when his current term expires in 2017. The court ruled Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current 2-term limit for presidents is legal as long as the process respects the law. Doctors Without Borders says that 33 people are still missing after last week's U.S. airstrike on the International Medical Charities Hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. This is VOA News.